lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my love.
Do you have loneliness?
You know, every now and then, Wendy, but it's getting better.
Oh, good. Pop star, producer, Mensa member, and friend of the Beatles, most notably Paul McCartney, Peter Asher joins us. Hi, Peter.
How are you?
We're doing great. You will be in town this coming weekend, Fest for Beatles fans. We are so happy to have you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it very much. I'm delighted to be coming.
Excellent. Where do we start here? You have such a background. You and Paul McCartney go way back, huh?
Well, yes. I mean, through a series of circumstances, we ended up sharing the top floor of my parents' home in London for a couple of years. So we lived next door to each other. Yeah, we got to know each other well. And then I ended up working for the Beatles, running, you know, Apple Records. I was head of A&R for Apple Records for a while until that all sadly fell apart. But yeah, so we knew each other well back then.
And you, because of Paul McCartney, are going to retire someday because you have some handwritten lyrics from Paul?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, in my show, the lyrics he wrote out for me of World That I Love, and point out that, you know, if the music business goes to hell, I can always run to Sotheby's, bury my lyrics, and then retire, now, I hope. But so far, that hasn't been necessary, so I hope for the best.
How did that happen, where you got that song to perform, written by Paul McCartney?
I'd heard it. You know, Paul had written it but not finished it. He'd written a couple of verses but no bridge. And the Beatles were not going to record it. I think John had decided, or they collectively decided it wasn't quite right for them. And I'm not sure whether he'd offered it to anyone else or not, but when Gordon and I got a record deal, we were working in clubs and coffee bars and stuff and pubs, and finally somebody spotted us from EMI Records and signed us up. At that point, I went back to Paul and said, is that song still a leftover, unfinished song? And he said, yes, it is. And I said, well, great. In that case, you know, can we give it a try? Can we work out an arrangement? And he said, yes. And he finally, in time for the session, finished the song, wrote the bridge. And so we recorded it along with some other songs. But by the time the session was over, everyone was in agreement that that should be our first single. And, of course, the miracle was it went to number one in England, then number one in Europe, and finally, to our delight and incredulity, number one in America, and changed my life forever.
Yep.
Peter. So I owe Paul a debt of gratitude for that song, which I've frequently expressed to him. Recently, it was the 50th anniversary a few years back of it being number one, and I, of course, thanked him profoundly, because 50 years would have been a lot different than yeah, I imagine without that song.
Peter, do us a favor. Go back to the days of the British invasion. We were all outsiders looking in, but was it as magical as we all perceive it to have been?
It was crazy, and it was fun. It was chaotic, but yes, it was magical in a sense. I mean, it was a strange phenomenon. It was all based on American music, of course. We'd all fallen in love with American folk music and rhythm and blues and jazz and everything. And we, to a degree, well, we honestly thought maybe we understood and appreciated it a bit more than you did over here. So essentially what we did was take American music and sort of polish it up, change it a little bit, and sell it back to you, which was kind of a miracle, really, when you think about it.
So we had Peter...
It was fun. Yes, it was a great time.
We had Peter and Gordon, of course, Gordon no longer with us, and we had Chad and Jeremy, and now half and half are getting together for this fest?
That's exactly right, yes. Because Chad is now retired, officially doesn't want to go on the road and do gigs anymore. So Jeremy and I kind of looked at each other and went, you know, why not? People used to confuse the two duos all the time back in the day. When you think about it, it was kind of odd. They were quite similar, you know. There was the tall, handsome one who sang the low part, and the short, nerdy one wearing glasses who sang the high part. In both cases, you know, kind of strange. And they would do the Patty Duke show, and people would come up to us in the hotel elevator and tell us how good we were, and people would congratulate them on World Without Love. So it was weird anyway. So we thought, what the hell, we'd just confuse everyone completely, and now it's Peter and Jeremy, which of course means we get to sing both sets of hits. So I get to sing Summer Song and Yesterday's Gone and Willow Weep for Me and songs that I've never got to sing before, which is a lot of fun.
Peter, I wanted to bring this up to you, but I didn't want to embarrass myself. But since you started it, I'll finish it. As I was going through your catalog of music on YouTube the other day, I was trying to differentiate which were the two of you and which were not the two of you. And I couldn't. Every time a song would come up, I go, okay, that's Chad and Jeremy. Nope, that's Peter and Gordon. That one I know is Peter. Yeah, nope, that's Chad and Jeremy.
It's weird. Well, you see, now you don't have to bother.
Yeah, right.
Peter and Jeremy, so don't worry about it.
Who was on the Dick Van Dyke Show? Because we were talking about this yesterday when we were going to talk to
Chad and Jeremy. Chad and Jeremy. They were the Redcoats.
Damn it.
On the Dick Van Dyke Show, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they did Dick Van Dyke, Patty Duke. We did Ed Sullivan. You know, so it was a strange balance.
Well, but since we have you on, I'm just going to say you were fantastic on those episodes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dick Van Dyke. I agree.
The legendary Peter Asher is with us right now, and he is going to be appearing at Fest for Beatles Fans, which is happening this weekend at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. Now, you've also been touring with Albert Lee and doing some pretty great material there as well.
Yes, yeah, Albert, a big fan of Albert's. We've been friends off and on forever. He's a wonderful, genius, amazing guitar player, widely recognized as one of the best in the world, which tends to overshadow the fact he's also a really good singer. So we do, you know, we do some Peter and Gordon songs, but we do some Everly Brothers stuff and just other songs that we both grew up in love with, you know. So it's an honor playing rhythm guitar while Albert plays some solos. It's fun every night. But lately I've just been doing this thing with Jeremy, which is what we're excited about right now, because, and obviously we're on the road with that now. I'm in Cleveland as we speak, heading towards, as you say, towards Chicago, because Beatle Fest is always Fest for Beatle fans, as it's officially called, is always a really fun event. You know, you meet interesting people there, a lot of the other speakers and people and are good, and I run into people I haven't seen for years, and so on.
And you're doing work on the Sirius channel, too, the Beatles channel, correct?
I have a weekly show on Sirius XM every Thursday night.
You know, I have two teenage boys who love the Beatles, and that's what's so amazing to me. It's when the Beatles came out, it was screaming women who loved them, and they have just definitely stood the test of time. Why do you think that is?
Oh, because they're that good. I mean, it's the music. It's the fact that they were the perfect band, in a way. You know, one of those cases where the whole is so much greater than the sum of its parts. They were all remarkable musicians and remarkable people on their own, but together they became something more than that. And John and Paul and George subsequently turned out to be extraordinary songwriters, and you know, it's a perfect storm thing. It just all came together with the right people at the right time, and they took the world by storm because of that. And it's not surprising to me in any way that they're still held in the very highest esteem. I think that will go on forever, just like it does for Mozart or for anybody else who was a genius at the time and made music that is so good it's timeless. I'm confident people will be listening to both Mozart and the Beatles 100 years from now.
We're talking to the legend.
The question is, how will they be listening to it? Some kind of brain implant, probably. Who knows?
You know, Mozart would be listening to the Beatles if he was around.
Undoubtedly.
He would be.
They could have done some amazing work together.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to the legendary Peter Asher. All right, Peter, clear this up for us. Years and years ago when they made Austin Powers, a lot of people said Austin Powers is modeled after Peter Asher. It's the same look, is it or not?
No, not quite. I mean, the look of Austin Powers, and this has been discussed and admitted by Mike Myers, the look of Austin Powers does owe something to some photos of me from back in the day. The kind of haircut, the crooked teeth, the glasses, that's all me. But I don't, I fear, you know, shagadelic though I undoubtedly was back in the day, I don't quite qualify to be Austin Powers.
All right.
I don't think I was not the model for Austin Powers, the person, but my look, you know, in a way I'm getting credit for having bad teeth, which I did back then. I got them fixed when I moved to America. But the crooked teeth, which became Austin Powers' trademark, were originally my trademark. But I don't miss them, I have to say.
Did you have a short little friend that you hung out with? A little mini-me?
No, I never had a mini-me. No, that's true. I did not.
Tickets are available. It is called Fest for Beatles Fans. And you can go to thefest.com, happening this weekend, Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. So you are a member of Mensa, aren't you?
This is true. Yes, I am.
I feel very inferior speaking to you today.
How do you use that to your advantage, sir?
Not at all. and luckily, you don't have to take the test again. You know? God only knows if they made you take the test on your 70th birthday or something, I have a feeling I would be stripped of my qualifications. But, you know, because over the years I've done a lot to probably diminish my IQ.
All right, and so we have to ask you this, and I'm sure you've gotten this a million times, but if John Lennon and George Harrison were still around, what do you think about a Beatles reunion?
Oh, it's a dream, of course, but sadly, it's a dream that cannot happen. You know,
do you think it would have?
No idea. I'm not sure it's valuable to speculate, really. One would like to think so. I'd like to think they'd all be friends, which I'm sure they would, you know. Whatever they were arguing about between them, they would have sorted out.
I just recently, they re-released the concert for George on big screen, and I went to it, and it was so touching, the tributes they did to George. It really was. Ringo's doing okay for himself. He'll be through town. And Paul's doing okay, too, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, I see the most of Ringo, actually, because he lives out. Lives in L.A. a lot of the time. But everyone's fine, yes.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here. Can't wait to hear Peter and Jeremy together in action. Is this the first time you guys have hooked up?
No, we've done a few shows together. We've done enough that it's, with any luck, it's sort of practiced and it should be in good shape by the time we get there.
Excellent. Fest for Beatles fans. It will be happening this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. You can get your tickets and more information at thefest.com. Safe travels to you. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. I'll see you then.
Take care, Peter. Peter Asher, everybody.
Legendary, man.
Yeah.
I feel smarter talking to a Mensa member.
Yeah, there's some kind of residual effect where whoever you talk to who has it, it just drips off on you. You can't help it.
And I'm used to working with you, so
right.
This is a bit
of a balanced out nicely, didn't it?